art thou, O great mountain? Before Zerubbabel thou shalt become a plain, and he shall bring forth the headstone thereof, with shoutings, crying, grace, grace unto it.
Shouts of Grace Center brings you pure and undiluted word of God from the impeccable throne of grace. Be blessed as you listen.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to our Sunday online service once again. It's going to be an awesome time in the presence of God as we go into God's word again. The topic we are looking at this morning is titled Maximizing Your Night Seasons. Maximizing your night seasons. Shall we have a word of prayer? Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you this morning as we go into your word. And we ask that you speak to us. Let your word come alive. Let grace fill my mouth, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. And help me to speak a word in season. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, fill my mouth with your power, with your grace and anointing. And help me to speak the specific words that be prepared for such a time as this, in Jesus' mighty name. And we pray, O Lord, that as your word will be coming forth, there will be miracles, there will be healings, and there will be transformation in the name of Jesus. I declare I will not go with enticing words of human wisdom, but in the demonstration of the Spirit and power. Hallelujah. All right, I want to welcome you once again. This is Shouts of Grace Center. And my name is Dunamis Okunowo. I'll be sharing with us this morning on God's word. We begin from John chapter 3 verse 1. And the Bible says that there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. So we see that Nicodemus is a leader, part of the Sanhedrin, more like what we call senators in these days. He's a ruler, a great man, and a politician. So in verse 2, the Bible says that the same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do this miracle that thou doest except God be with him. Now the phrase I want us to see from verse 2 is that he came to Jesus by night. You see, there's something about our night seasons. And that is what we are looking at in the scriptures today. Why would Nicodemus come in the night? Why will he choose the dark times for a covering to come? Perhaps he doesn't want his fellow colleagues to see him and identify him that he's having something to do with Jesus Christ. Perhaps out of shame of what his colleagues will say if by perchance they see him going to meet Jesus Christ, of course, which his colleagues are not on the side of Jesus. Perhaps as a result of his own busy schedule, maybe he just realized that he won't be able to see him during the day. He will have to wait till the night time before he can catch him up. Perhaps he's even considering that he won't be able to see Jesus during the day for reason of the multitudes, and so he chose to come in the night. But whatever reason why he chose to come in the night, one thing I want to draw from here is that he came to see Jesus while others are sleeping. And that is very significant. One of the most productive time to seek the face of God, to seek Jesus, to go after him, to go after his word, to study his word, to tarry in his presence, to stay in his presence and just relish in that glory, in that Shekinah glory, is in the night seasons. And we see here that Jesus Christ did not send him back. No, nobody asked him, do you have a previous appointment? Jesus Christ didn't say, don't you know I'm already tired? You see, Jesus attended to him, and that's powerful. It's communicating something to us in this generation, that there's something about our night seasons. That's what we're looking at this morning, the power of the night seasons and how to maximize those times in your life, in your destiny, concerning God's purpose for your life. It's just too powerful. Night seasons are powerful. It's the best time to meet with Jesus and see him, while you will have his undivided attention. Perhaps if he has gone during the day, multitudes will not allow him. We know from the story of the woman with the issue of blood that multitudes are always strong in Jesus. And perhaps the great man thought, well, I can't go and mix myself with all of these, and let me choose a time I know it will have my undivided attention. And that's powerful. We should understand. That should communicate something to us, that there is a time of our life, a time which is in the night season, that we can easily access God. In Psalm 19 and verse 2, the Bible declares, day unto day uttereth speech, night unto night sheweth knowledge. You see, the power of the speech that is uttered in the day is predicated upon the knowledge that is showed in the night. If you have not tarried in the night time in the presence of God, your words will be empty. Your words will be vain. Your words will carry no power. But guess what? If you had time with God, if you've tarried in His presence, if you've relished under that Shekinah glory, when you open your mouth to speak, it will be as though fire is emanating from your mouth, and those words will go forth and percolate the hearts of people and cause the desired transformation that is needed. This generation is desiring men that will speak with fire, will speak with unction, not vain, empty words, not letters that killeth. In the Message translation of the book of Psalms, chapter 19, verse 2, the Bible says, Madam Day holds classes every morning, Professor Night lectures each evening. I love that, because there's a difference between classes and lectures. Lectures are deeper than classes. You see, classes take place in the day, but if you want to get in some deep lectures, it has to happen in the night. You see, you don't use all your night season to sleep and snore. Find time to enter into some deep communion in the night, when all distractions have been silenced and all noise have been muted, when your soul is quiet and disconnected and disenfranchised from the business of the day, and you can have perfect concentration on the things of God. We see from the scriptures that Jesus prayed all night often. He will often retire and pray in the night. In the book of Mark, chapter 1, verse 35, we see the Bible declares, in the morning, rising up a great while before day, he went out and departed into a solitary place, and there he prayed. You see, rose up a great while before the day, and he went to pray. In the book of Luke, chapter 6, verse 12, we see something similar. Came to pass in those days that he went down to a mountain to pray, and continued all night in the place of prayer to God. No wonder Jesus Christ will come from those experiences of praying, and the miracles, healings will begin to take place. Be careful of habits and hobbies that steal your night season. You see, it's not every movie you should sit down with. Your priority in the night season should be given unto God. The films you watch and you sit down with for hours in the night, they will not advance your life in any way. It is wise to stay connected with God. You see, there are a lot of seasoned films that this generation is embroiled with, and those films are from the pit of hell. How do I know? They steal your time. They distract you from concentrating on God. You can't give your night season to such. Make up your night. Make up your mind that your night season will be given unto God. In Joshua chapter 1, verse 8, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth. He said, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. He said, for then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then you will have good success. Somebody says, Pastor, are you saying we should not sleep again? No, that's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that all your night seasons should not be used for sleeping and snoring away. There are things you can do. There are spiritual waters. You need to dive into and experience some realms of God. Powerful. And see, it's absolute foolishness to dedicate your night season to carnal, mundane things, and fill your night season with things that will not prosper or advance your life or destiny and fill your night with distracting things at the expense of your relationship with God. If Nicodemus had come in a day, he would likely have to contend with multitudes of people. The same way some of those spiritual things we want to do in the day, we will have to contend with multitude of thoughts. See, there's something about the night season. There's quietude of the soul, and the soul is quiet, the environment is quiet, and it gives you undivided attention. You are not thinking about what to eat, what to put on the stove, what to put on the fire, what to put on the gas cooker. You are just simply concentrated on God. You see, there's something about focusing and channeling all your energy to God in the moment of the night. Can we see a few things that happen in the night seasons? Number one, fire appears in the night. There's something about the night that brings out a lot of fire. In the book of Numbers, chapter 9, verses 15 to 16, the Bible says, on the day that the tabernacle was reared up, the cloud covered the tabernacle, namely the tent of the testimony. And at even there was upon the tabernacle, as it were, the appearance of fire until the morning. In verse 16, so it was always, the cloud covered it by day, but it says, and the appearance of fire by night. Look at what it says in that verse 16. So it was always, and I believe it still is, that something about generating some fire in the times of the night. What seems covered in the day, because the cloud covered it by day. He said, but there's appearance of fire in the night. If that revelation seemed covered in the day, wait till in the night season. Get into God's presence. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Study in His presence. And fire will be kindled in your spirit. Men of fire, they don't joke with their night seasons. Somehow, I feel it's total carelessness for a believer to sleep from 8 p.m. to 8 a.m. without being concerned or bothered in any way. You see, there's something that will create that restlessness on your inside. There are times the Holy Spirit will wake you up, and you've got to understand your body clock. Your body clock will tell you those times that you are supposed to be awake and pray. There will be some times that at a certain time you wake up to go and ease yourself. That's your time to pray. That's your time to stay 1 hour, 2 hours and pray in the Holy Ghost. Number two, fresh anointing comes in the night season. Fresh anointing, fresh oil. In the book of Numbers, chapter 11 and verse 9, it says, when the dew fell upon the camp in the night, the manna fell upon it. Without the dew coming in the night, there's nowhere manna will fall upon. The dew has to come first and then provide a platform upon which the manna will fall. What does that tell us? Dews fall in the night. And manna has to have dew as the landing place. Your daily provision is what typifies the manna. Or manna typifies your daily provision. And your daily provision will not come until there's some dew in the night. Dew fall in the night times. What is the significance of dews? Let's look at the book of Deuteronomy chapter 32. Deuteronomy 32 and verse 2. He says, my doctrine shall drop as the rain. My speech shall distill as the dew, as the small rain upon the tender herb, as the showers upon the grass. There's something about that dew, and dews only fall in the night. In other words, your daily provision, your provision during the day is set up and prepared for in the night season. Powerful, isn't it? Number three, the word of the Lord comes in the night seasons. 2 Samuel chapter 7 verse 4. And it came to pass that night that the word of the Lord came unto Nathan, saying, you see, it was in the night. There's something about the night. Perhaps God knows it's in the night seasons. that it can have full concentration of people. I remember my first encounter with the Lord Jesus Christ at the age of 19. It was in the night season. I had my first encounter and got called to the ministry. Night seasons are powerful. Number four, God appears to his people in the night seasons. Bible says in 2 Chronicles 1:7, in that night did God appear unto Solomon and said unto him, ask what I shall give thee. Perhaps you are saying, I love that experience. I want an experience where God will just appear to me and say, ask me what you... Well, in that night, take some time. Spend your night seasons in the presence of God. Tarry in his presence. Pay the price. Ask God for those things. In the night season when you have your full concentration and your phones are switched off and there's nothing around disturbing. Hallelujah. Number five, instructions come in the night. Powerful. Instructions come in the night. In the book of Psalm 16 and verse 7, I will bless the Lord who hath given me counsel. My reins also instruct me in the night season. Instruction comes in the night season. You want to hear God? Or perhaps you've been saying, well, I have difficulty hearing God. I don't know. I can't hear God. Well, maybe you've been sleeping too much. Take some time in the night season and just tarry in his presence. Away from every distraction. He will speak to you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Also in the book of Acts chapter 18 and verse 9, the Bible says, then spake the Lord to Paul in the night by a vision. Be not afraid, but speak and hold thy peace. You see how it is in the scriptures. In the night. There's something about your night season. So if you've been sleeping away all your night season as a child of God, guess what? You've been missing the Lord. Number six, visitation comes in the night. Visitation comes in the night. In the book of Psalms 17 verse 3, he said, thou hast proved my heart. Thou hast visited me in the night. Thou hast tried me and shall find nothing, and purposed that my mouth shall not transgress. See, there was a visitation in the night season. You want a visitation from the Lord? Get ready in the night season. I pray for you. God will visit you indeed. God will speak to you. God will open up your spiritual ears. You will hear him in the name of Jesus as you spend time in his presence. Number seven, seeking God in the night season is more effective. Why do I say that? Isaiah 26 verse 9, he said, with my soul have I desired thee in the night. Yeah, my spirit within me will I seek thee early, when thy judgments are in the earth and the inhabitants of the world will learn righteousness. With my soul have I desired thee in the night. You see, there's just something about that night season. Do you have desire for his presence in the night? Do you have enough strength and desire to seek God such that you will be able to tell sleep to hold on for a while? Do you have enough passion and energy to tarry in his presence in the night season? Number eight, what the day can offer you is different from what the night can offer you. I'm almost persuaded that what the night offers you in times of seeking God's face is entirely different from what the day offers you. Jeremiah 33 verse 20. Thus said the Lord, if you can break my covenant of the day and my covenant of the night, and that there should not be day or night in their season. You see, the Bible is talking about here that God has a covenant with the day and he has a covenant with the night. Perhaps one of the covenant with the day is for productivity to work, and perhaps one of the covenants for the night is to seek him, and that anybody that seeks him in the night season will have access to his presence. I'm almost persuaded that God's covenant with the day is different from God's covenant in the night. You know, Jesus Christ said something powerful. He said, I walk while it is day. He said, because the night cometh when no man can walk. You see, but there's a walk of the night. The walk of the night is not walking like you walk in the day. It's to sit still in the presence of God. Be still and know that I'm God. Message translation says, step out of the traffic. You see, you've got to understand here that there's something about the night. Could it be the reason why the occult operates in the night? Since we know that everything the devil does is a counterfeit of the original. So perhaps he knows that there's something about the night. And so all the occultic people, they meet in the dark. They meet in the night time. Perhaps they know that that's the best time to summon demonic spirits in their operation. Perhaps it's also the best time for children of God to access the Spirit of God, to roll with the Spirit of God, to fellowship with the Holy Ghost, to have deep communion, koinonia with the Holy Ghost, and experience depths in God that you've never experienced before. I pray that God will grant you more understanding and more strength in the name of Jesus. I remember as a young Christian, oh my God, the Holy Ghost will wake me up in the night. Now I will get up and pray in the Holy Ghost. What am I praying for? I don't even know. But I believe I was praying about my future, praying about God's call over my life, praying about the things that the devil is trying to do, but God wants me to circumvent and cancel and nullify. Hallelujah. Number 9. Secrets are revealed in the night, not in the day. Secrets are revealed in the night. In Daniel 2:19, the Bible says, then was the secret revealed unto Daniel in a night vision. Then Daniel blessed the God of heaven. The secret was revealed in a night vision. You see, secrets and puzzles, they are revealed in the times of the night. You are trying to locate the secrets of your life, of your destiny. You are trying to enter into the depths of God to find out the things about your life and destiny in God. Oh, make use of the night season. In the Message translation of Daniel 2:19, the Bible said that night the answer to the mystery was given to Daniel in a vision. The answer to the mystery. Have there been some mysterious things about your life that you can unravel? Some enigma about your life you can't seem to lay your hands upon? Secrets are revealed in the night. And that scripture comes to mind that says, call upon me and I will show thee great and mighty things that thou knowest not. In the night season. Glory to God. Number 10. Word of encouragement and strength will always come in the night. In the book of Acts, chapter 23, verse 11, the Bible says, and the night following, the Lord stood by him and said, be of good cheer, Paul, for as thou hast testified of me in Jerusalem, so must thou bear witness also at Rome. The night, the Lord stood by him. That night, the Lord stood by him. It's time to awake and pray. In Romans 13:11, it says, and that, knowing the time, that now is high time to awake out of sleep. For now is our salvation nearer than when we believe. I pray for you this morning. May God keep your eyes open for moments in time, in the night, to spend in His presence. That God will give you that heart of appreciation of the things of God, that you will have enough energy to tarry in His presence and spend time. You know, that scripture comes to mind that says, plead your case before me that thou mayest be justified, that you will tarry in His presence and lay hold on the things of God. The scripture says that I may lay hold on the reason why He has laid hold on me, that I might apprehend that for which I have been apprehended of. You see, those things are not things you discover after 5 minutes of prayer. They are things you discover when you sit down, begin to build the fire, begin to pray in the Holy Ghost, begin to start in His presence, begin to relish in His presence, begin to practice the presence of God in the night season. Nobody sacrificed those times of the night season and we not get the glory of the Lord at the end of the day. You need to understand that. When the Bible says Jesus fasted, Bible says, you hear the scripture says, and Jesus fasted 40 days and 40 nights. Moses was with God 40 days and 40 nights. There's something about the night season. May God open your understanding to see this revelation in Jesus' mighty name. Now, I want us to consider some types of sleep that believers should never be involved in. Some type of sleep that you should not be involved in. The first one is what I call the sleep of illusion. The sleep of illusion. In Jonah chapter 1, verses 5 and 6, the Bible says, then the mariners were afraid, and they cried every man unto his God, and cast forth the wares that were in the ship under the sea to lighten it up them. But Jonah was gone down into the sides of the ship, and he lay and was fast asleep. Can you imagine? So the shipmaster came to him and said unto him, what meanest thou, O sleeper? They don't know his name. And they gave him a name, O sleeper. The kind of sleep he was sleeping, he said, you are a sleeper. O sleeper, arise. Call upon thy God, if so be that God will think upon us that we perish not. You see, this is a sleep of pretense. It's a people that are called of God, but they are sleeping and snoring away. People who are ignoring the call of God upon their lives, and they refuse to obey and do the bidding of the Lord. See, Jonah was supposed to go to Nineveh, but the guy headed for Tarshish. And then problem arose. He knew why the problem was coming, and the guy just simply began to sleep. A lot of people have found themselves in that place. They knew what God wanted them to do. They knew the assignment God asked them to do. To go and work somewhere, study work, work with a certain ministry, but they don't want to do it. And so they have a few crises in their life. They know where it's coming from, and they just simply ignore, and they sleep off without taking putting attention to it. It's called the sleep of illusion. You see, every careless sleep, a mighty fish is waiting to swallow. I pray for you in the name of Jesus. Your destiny will not be swallowed up in the name of Jesus. Number two kind of sleep to avoid is the sleep of weariness, which exposes you to temptation. The sleep of weariness that exposes you to temptation. You know, there are some kind of sleep. You sleep and then you wake up to fall into the trap of the devil. There are some sleep you get involved with, and then the next day you find yourself in fornication. There are some sleep you get involved with, and then you find yourself doing what you never expected you will do. In Mark 14, 37, he cometh and findeth them sleeping. And he saith unto Peter, Simon, sleepest thou? Couldest not thou watch for 1 hour? In other words, this night season, what I want you to do is just 1 hour of prayer. 1 hour of prayer will have taken care of the problem I see ahead of your life. Because in verse 38, the next thing he said is, watch ye and pray, lest you enter into temptation. See, the spirit is ready, but the flesh is weak. In other words, you deal with the flesh in the place of prayer. When he says, watch ye and pray that you enter not into temptation, what he's saying is, do not pray and you will find yourself in temptation. Have you found yourself in some serious temptations and you fall into the trap right there and you're like, how did I get there? Well, you are not praying. The sleep of weariness. You felt you are too tired to pray. You begin to sleep. But you see, the temptation that is coming, that the devil is setting up, doesn't understand weariness or tiredness. Doesn't consider you whether you are tired. Oh, he's so tired, that's why he's not praying. Let's leave him alone. No. It doesn't. You want to overcome that weariness and tiredness. Those that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. Hallelujah. I pray that God will grant you spiritual energy in the name of Jesus. And there's something I said here. I said the temptation of the day is overcome in the contemplations of the night. If you can spend time in contemplation and meditation of the word, you will overcome the temptation of the day. I feel so strongly that the way God prepares us for the pressures of the day is through the time we spend with God in the night season. Number three kind of sleep you should avoid is the lustful sleep that will lead to death. Lustful sleep. We see this type of sleep in Judges 16:19. The Bible says she made him sleep upon her knees. She called for a man and she caused him to shave off the 7 locks of his head. She began to afflict him and his strength went from him. See, this is talking about Samson. There's a kind of sleep that will cause your strength to go from you. This is what happened to Samson. Alright? Now, the Bible says here, the Bible didn't even tell us that Samson wanted to sleep, but the Bible says she made him sleep upon her knees. You've got to be careful about people around you. It's not every relationship you pursue. There are people who are causing you to sleep. There are friends who are total distractions to your destiny. And you know them. There are people who are partners in sin and crime. There are people who are sending nude pictures to you. There are people who are sending links to pornographic sites to you. Those are not friends. Those are enemies. Those are the kind of people that are causing you to sleep. And they will cause your strength to go from you. This type of sleep is often brought about by a prideful attitude which says, I'm in charge. I can handle it. I know him. I know her. She's not going to get me into trouble. I know I can handle this. I'm the head of prayer unit. I'm the head of this and that. It's a prideful attitude. I pray that a lustful sleep will not overcome you in the name of Jesus. Number 4 is the sleep of the sluggard, which leads to poverty and lack. The sleep of the sluggard. In Proverbs 24, 30 to 34. I went to the field of the slothful, and by the vineyard of the man void of understanding, and lo, it was all grown over with thorns, nettles that covered the face thereof. The stone wall thereof was broken down. Then I saw and considered it well, and looked upon it, and I received instruction. Yet a little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to sleep, so shall poverty come as one that travaileth, and I want as an armed man. In other words, there's a type of sleep that leads to poverty and lack. It's not every sleep you should sleep. It's not every sleep you should welcome. There is a sleep you sleep in order to rest, and that is essential. The body needs to rest. But there are some sleep you sleep that you know this will result in poverty. You sleep in the night, sleep in the day, take nap in the afternoon, take nap in the evening. You need to be careful. Don't be lazy. Get busy. Number 5 is the sleep of Eutychus, which can cut short one's life. In Acts 20:7-9, upon the first day of the week, when the disciples came together to break bread, Paul preached to them, ready to depart on the morrow, and continuing his speech until midnight. This is about the longest sermon in the Bible. And there were many lights in the upper chamber where they gathered together, and there sat in the window a certain man named Eutychus, being fallen into a deep sleep. And as Paul was long preaching, he sunk down with sleep and fell down from the third loft and was taken up for dead. You see, one of the greatest foolishness ever is to sleep on God. A sermon was going on, and the guy slept off. You see, I don't understand people that go to church to sleep, for example. I mean, you got a bed in your house, then you come to church, and during the sermon time, you begin to sleep. That's the sleep of your tycoons. Such people fall. May you not fall in the name of Jesus. May you not fall from the window in the name of Jesus. The most wrong place to sleep is in the church. Just like the guy fell from the window, destinies are falling by the day because they are sleeping off on God. The times God wants to speak to you already asleep. May that not be your portion in Jesus' name. The last kind of sleep I want to mention before I close is the sleep of the virgins that can make one lose opportunity. Matthew 25 verse 5. I can't go through the whole story, but I'm sure you're familiar. He said, while the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. While the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. You see, there are moments in your life that it will look as if the bridegroom is tarrying. The bridegroom is nowhere to be found. See, there's a place in the scriptures where the disciples were plucking up corns and eating. And the disciples of John came to him and said, why are your disciples eating and eating as if they are hungry, as if they are greedy? Why are they eating like that? And Jesus Christ made a powerful statement. He said, let them eat now. He said, the times will come when the bridegroom shall be taken away. Then shall they fast. What is the Bible saying? There are moments in your life that it look as though the bridegroom is taken away. While the bridegroom tarried, the Bible says they slumbered and slept. It is the wrong time to slumber and sleep. Times you pray, no answer. Times you are praying and seeking God for direction, and God is silent. Those are the times the bridegroom has been taken away as though. That's the time to pray. That's not the time to slumber and sleep. That's the time for your prayers to continue. Why? Because the bridegroom will eventually show up. It will eventually show up. And by the time he shows up, you don't want to be asleep. Go ahead and keep on praying. Ask the Lord to wake you up from every spiritual slumber. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Manto shakabarate yakalaba. Redebo sinenemo shakata dadada. Inana so sekete pelegaka. Come on, pray in the Holy Ghost. Mendeli barashuna zinaha. I'm awake from every slumber in the name of Jesus. Mente grisha parukatu zanikatea. Ebralete zunezu zamakata. I will not sleep off on God in the name of Jesus. I will not slumber. I will not sleep. In the times when I'm supposed to be awake, I will be awake to the things of God. I will arise and shine. I will not sleep off on God. I will not sleep off on my destiny in the name of Jesus. Come on, go ahead and pray the Holy Ghost. You got to understand to stay awake. I pray for you in the name of Jesus as we conclude this message. God will commune with you. The Spirit of God will have intercourse with your spirit. There will birth moments in your life and destiny that will change your life around in the name of Jesus. As you come into the appreciation of the night season and you begin to step into those night season and take advantage of them, God will show up for you. He will visit you. He will speak to you in the name of Jesus. The things that remain like puzzles in your life, God will unravel them. Every enigma, everything that looks mysterious, God will open up your understanding and bring you into reality of those things in the name of Jesus. I pray for you. Your destiny, God will show it to you. He will speak to you so that for the joy that is set ahead, you'll be able to endure these times. God will open the eyes of your understanding. He will show you things concerning your life and destiny, concerning things to come. He will speak to you. You will hear him. The voice will be clear. It will be explicit. And you will no longer be groping in darkness in Jesus' mighty name. God bless you. Have a wonderful week in Jesus' name. If you are here this morning and you have not given your life to Jesus, I would like to present us an opportunity to do so. It is the greatest decision you will ever take in your life. If you are making that decision this morning, say after me, Lord Jesus, come into my life. I accept you as my Lord and personal Savior. I declare you died for my sin. You rose up on the third day. From today, I'm a new creature. All things have passed away. All things have become new. In Jesus' name. Congratulations if you prayed that prayer. Welcome to the body of Christ. Welcome to God's kingdom. Please kindly leave a comment or send us a message on any of our social media handles so that we can send you the relevant materials. God bless you.
This message is brought to you by Dunamis and Sophia Noah. And powered by the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ, Shouts of Grace Center, and Kisses and Hugs Club, an online ministry to singles and married couples. Connect with us on Instagram
at Pastor Dunamis, at Pastor Sophia Bola, at Shouts of Grace Center, at KC _ Global, on Facebook at KC Global,
on YouTube at Dunamis Tunde Noah. On MixLR at KHC Global. Visit our website www.kissesandhugs.com.
Via our mail at khcpartners@gmail.com. To partner with us, kissesandhugs.com/partnership.
God bless you.